Hey there, from CNN, I'm Chris DeBoe with the 5 things you need to know for Tuesday, April 9th. The first parents to be held criminally responsible for a mass school shooting committed by their child were both sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison today. James and Jennifer Crumbly were convicted of involuntary manslaughter earlier this year. Their son Ethan killed 4 students at his high school in November 2021, and prosecutors argued that the parents ignored concerns over their son's mental health and bought him the firearm he used in the shooting. The judge also said that the Crumblys may not have any contact with families of the victims, and she'll issue another ruling regarding contact with their son. This is the sentence prosecutors wanted. So did Nicole Bolsillet, who lost her daughter in the shooting. She had this to say to the Crumblys in court today.
And while you were running away from your son and your responsibilities, I was forced to do the worst possible thing a parent could do. I was forced to say goodbye to my Madison.
Ethan Crumbly was sentenced to life in prison without the chance of parole last year. The Gaza Civil Defense Organization says nearly 400 bodies have been recovered in the area of Al-Shifa Hospital. Israeli forces withdrew from the complex last week after a 14-day siege, and some people are still thought to be buried in the grounds. The World Health Organization says UN agencies are working to find bodies and give them dignified burials. Countries around the world are putting more pressure on Israel as the civilian death toll has continued to rise. And there are urgent concerns over Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plans for forces to enter the city of Rafah and for the fate of civilians. There are roughly 1.5 million people sheltering there, but Netanyahu isn't backing down.
We will complete the elimination of the Hamas battalions, including in Rafah. There is no force in the world that will stop us.
In less than a week from now, former President Donald Trump's first criminal trial over hush money payments is expected to begin in New York. That's after Trump suffered yet another courtroom defeat yesterday, when a judge denied his attempt to delay the trial and move it out of Manhattan. A hearing is underway today on Trump's appeal to the gag order the judge imposed on him in this case as well. In the federal election subversion case, Trump is trying to get rid of that one too, on presidential immunity grounds. The Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments in the case on April 25th, with a decision expected by July. Special Counsel Jack Smith is urging the Supreme Court in a new filing to reject Trump's sweeping immunity claims and prevent him from trying to delay that trial any further. Trump has pleaded not guilty to the dozens of charges he faces across multiple jurisdictions. Norfolk Southern has reached a $600 million settlement over last year's toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. If it's approved by a court, it'll bring an end to all the class action lawsuits within 20 miles of the site. That derailment spilled more than 1 million pounds of hazardous chemicals into the soil, water, and air, and led to a plume of toxic smoke, which forced people to leave their homes and shut their businesses. State and federal environmental officials say testing shows the air and water in the town is now safe, but some residents still complain of health problems. The rail company says this settlement should pay back any money people lost because of the spill, but it hasn't admitted any liability or wrongdoing. Up next, if you missed yesterday's solar eclipse, I'll tell you when and where you can see the next one. Monday's total solar eclipse has come and gone, with millions of people in North America able to witness the rare celestial spectacle. And those who saw it in the U.S. were in awe.
Let's take a moment to experience this together. We are at totality.
I mean, unbelievable.
Religious moment is perfect.
If that emotion and joy convinced you to see another one, a scientist tells CNN the next total solar eclipse won't happen until August 12, 2026, but in a different part of the world. It will notably cross over Greenland, Iceland, Spain, Russia, and a small portion of Portugal. All right, that's all for now. I'm Chris DeBoe, and our next episode drops at 3 p.m. Eastern. Till next time.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.